Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Level 3. You can't stop the rage. As we're breaking it down in the late night hours, Joe Lisi, GoForTheTwo.com's Joe Lisi, college football guru. Joe, of course, Sports Grid radio and television network's very own. Me and Joe did NFL in-game live throughout the season. And Joe's been banging on the college basketball scene as well this year. So we're going to run the gauntlet with Joe. We'll talk some football. We'll talk some recruiting, actually, as Steve Sarkisian steps up big. Malik Murphy, one of the most sought-after quarterbacks in the country, out of California. And in fact, earlier we were talking about Tom Brady and Robert Horry and just, you know, great ones and great champions and stuff. But this is pretty crazy. So Malik Murphy, guess what high school this kid went to? Well, yeah, that's right. The same high school as Tom Brady. That is right. Judy Serra High School, San Mateo, California. And you want to talk, like, you know, I don't know, like, everyone's high school has, like, a famous alum. My high school, the famous alum is me. But no, all kidding aside, my high school, well, one of the high schools that I went to, but the one that I went to for the longest before I was asked to leave, sir, you have to leave is a term that I've heard a lot in my life, is Captain Kirk, William Shatner. I went to the same high school as Captain Kirk, which is pretty cool. I went to the same elementary school as Captain Kirk. Essentially, I lived in the same neighborhood as Captain Kirk, all right? So I went to the same, like, preschool. I went to the same everything as Captain Kirk, and we both turned out to be very, very famous as well. I got to get Captain Kirk on the show. We won't even talk about Star Trek. We're just going to talk about NDG and the schools that we went to. But you want to talk about badass. So Tom Brady went there. You know who else went there? Lynn Swann. Oh, yeah, Lynn Swann just happens to be one of the greatest wide receivers ever to play the game. You know what baseball player went there? Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds. That's pretty crazy, man. That's a serious-ass, like, alumni list that you've got rocking here. Oh, yeah, Jim Fregosi as well. Jim Fregosi, but Tom Brady, Lynn Swann, and Barry Bonds. Now this Malik Murphy kid comes out of there going to Texas for Sarkisian at the quarterback spot.
We are the first 24-hour network giving you the most extensive fantasy sports and odds coverage of all major sports.
Get on the grid.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As you continue listening to Sports Grid, ask yourself
and be honest,
am I listening
enough?
Probably not.
16 hours a day.
That's all we ask. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Let me get this straight. You took all the money you made franchising your name and bet it against the Harlem Globetrotters?
I thought the Generals were due. He's spinning the ball on his finger. Just take it. Take the ball. That game was fixed. They were using a freaking ladder, for God's sakes.
You think you know, but you don't. You say you will, but you won't.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is your Rich. I am Lorenzi. We're throwing it down. Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Joe Lisi is going to step up and in. We were just talking about five-star quarterback recruit and prospect Malik Murphy goes to Texas over UCLA. He was going to stay in state. He's from California. He was going to go to UCLA. He changed his mind, and he signs with Steve Sarkisian, talking about a quarterback who's 6'4", close to 6'5", still growing, already 225 pounds, five-star prospect, 30th overall recruit in the country, number two pro-style quarterback, number four player in the state of California. So big time recruit Steve Sarkisian nails, like we said, a five-star. He had offers from Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon, UCLA, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, LSU, and USC. So yeah, I'm assuming, yeah, you're probably pretty good. And he decides to go to Texas when it's all said and done. He goes to Texas. The kid's got a strong arm, big kid. And I tell you what, it's going to be interesting what Steve Sarkisian brings to Austin right now. They've had some flashy hires in the past, and I'm sure Sooner Lisa's ears are burning right now. She's still with us. And you know what? A little competition is good. I'll tell you what, like this Texas-Oklahoma rivalry is going to be real big time again. And Oklahoma, look, their quarterback, Rattler's the favorite to be the Heisman Trophy winner next year. I'll tell you right now, the favorite never wins the damn Heisman Trophy, all right? The Heisman Trophy winner is rarely, who the favorite is. But they've had some big-time coaches. You know, Charlie Strong goes in there. Tom Herman goes in there. But this is different. This is different with Sarkisian. Sarkisian's reputation now and what he did and what he's accomplished is real. And Malik Murphy, who's a five-star recruit, noticed and said, Sarkisian's offense is perfect for me. My goal is to be an NFL quarterback, and Sarkisian can get me ready to do this. And that's one of the big keys. Like, why do you think Alabama? Like, why do you think all these kids go to Alabama? Do they go to Alabama because of the campus? Do they go to Alabama for the student experience? Do they go to Alabama to win a national championship? No. They're going to Alabama because they know it's an NFL factory. Right? It's an ingredient. There's a recipe. Right? It's like if you're a blue chip and you're like, man, I really like UCLA's campus and I like the chicks there. And, you know, look, it'd be fun and stuff. But, you know, if I go here, I could get lost in the shuffle. We could be 6-5. And, you know, if I go to Alabama, and, you know, basically Alabama's like a boot camp. LSU is like a boot camp. Right? It's basically like kids thinking of it like, listen, if I go here, I got to deal with Saban for 3 years. But I leave this. If I do everything that he tells me to do, I'll win championships and I'll go to the NFL. Right? And that's what Sarkisian can provide for you now if you're a quarterback. And they're getting good running backs. And Texas, like I said, we've heard this before. I get it. I know. We've heard Texas have been hyped and, oh, Texas is going to be back and all this type of stuff. But I'm telling you, Sarkisian's the real deal. We'll talk a little college football recruiting with Joe Lisi when he steps up and in. But I wanted to get back to Usman right now. And I said that Leon Edwards appears to be next up for Usman. Leon Edwards appears to be next up. But our boy Matthias, you don't seem to be a Leon fan. And I get it. And listen, I'm not sitting here saying that I think Leon Edwards is going to beat Usman. I don't think he will. But the fact of the matter is, he's won 8 straight fights. And the last time he lost was basically 6 years ago. And it was to Kamaru Usman, Matthias, which sets up, you know, it's something you can sell. It's something you can sell, right? 8 fight win streak. Last time this guy lost was to Usman. They're both different fighters now. They're both better now. And this is the chance. Now, one thing for Edwards is dangerous, bro, because he loses and then he never gets a shot again, right? But he's next in line, bro. I know you don't like it, but that's just the fact.
No, it's not. I like Leon Edwards. I just think that he's one more win away from a truly, like, from truly earning a real title shot. When I look at his resume, his last win was against an over-the-hill Rafael Dos Anjos. And then kind of an over-the-hill Gunnar Nelson. Not over-the-hill Gunnar Nelson, but Gunnar Nelson is a very one-dimensional type of fighter. And when Leon Edwards could stuff the takedown, he's going to beat you up. But at the same time, I want to see him fight Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. When I look at Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, I see a guy that you could say was robbed of a UFC championship when he lost to Tyrone Woodley by decision, which in his first fight, I thought he dominated that fight. But then he kind of went downwards a little bit when he lost to Darren Till and he got knocked out by Anthony Pettis. But what he's done over his last 2 fights has just been pure domination. I think Stephen Wonderboy Thompson is the class of that division, and he should be the next in line, just speaking of who the best fighter is right now. And I think right now Stephen Wonderboy Thompson could be the second to best fighter in that division. The guy's just dangerous, man. And he can take the fight wherever he wants. I think Kamaru.
Yeah, but you can be the best.
Edwards or Stephen Wonderboy Thompson?
It's not about what we want. It's about winning fights. Thompson hasn't won 8 fights in a row. Right? That's, you know what I'm saying? He hasn't won 8 fights in a row. And people are dying and saying, oh, we want to see Wonderboy Thompson get a shot here. I mean, people are kind of primitive with this stuff. They want to just see Masvidal again. Right? Like, yeah, oh, exactly. What about Masvidal? What about Masvidal again? No. But the thing is, it's you have to respect what the contenders do, right? It's not up to us to discount it because what you want, right? Oh, you want Wonder Boy, because you don't think Edwards, whatever. But the fact is, you win 8 fights in a row and you haven't lost a fight since 2015. Oh yeah, to the guy that happens to be the dominant champion right now, that's something that you can sell, bro. Right? That's a sellable fight. Now, is Edwards going to win this fight? No. And it's time for Edwards to step up, though, and actually fight a big fight like this. He's 29 years old. The time is now. I think this is the fight that's going to happen. I think that's what it'll be, although you never know in a UFC. But that's my prediction, bro.
I just wonder if he makes it to the fight, Gabe. I think it bothers me sometimes where Leon Edwards handpicks his opponents and he calls them out. But when a big guy like Stephen Wonderboy Thompson calls out Leon Edwards, says, no, I've already won 7 fights in a row. Why do I want to fight you? And that's exactly what Gilbert Burns did not do. I think Gilbert Burns got that title shot because he didn't turn down a fight in a year. Any guy that Gilbert Burns had to fight, it's like Gilbert's like, all right, I'll fight him. Alexei Konchenko, undefeated M1 champion, comes over to the UFC. Nobody wanted to fight Alexei Konchenko. Gilbert Burns says, what the hell, I'll fight you. And he beats him. Then he fights every other guy that jumps in line because everybody thought that they could beat Gilbert Burns, except Gilbert proved them wrong. You know, everybody thought they could beat Gilbert, except Gilbert beat them.
You know what the line was when Usman fought Leon Edwards the first time? It's pretty crazy.
So I'm thinking it was close. And maybe it may be a minus 170 . Usman. I'm just guessing.
Usman opened up at minus 140, and he ended up closing as a minus 315 favorite. So, yeah, people hammered Usman even back then. The late night anger management class. Joe Lisi. Gonna step up and in. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Bring it.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't.
And wish you had.
We are the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
As long as you can remember.
There's only ever been one thing in your life that's been there for you.
It's meant memories,
family,
friends.
And yeah, we'll say it.
Fun.
Welcome to your home for talking sports.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
The late night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. We're kicking it with Joe Lisi. We're breaking it down. You think because the football season is over that Joe's not going to be joining us. Wrong. Joe Lisi steps up and in. How you doing, Joe?
Doing well, Gabe. A great weekend of college and pro sports. So just kicking it to calm after the Super Bowl with Touchdown Tommy last Sunday night. So now the offseason of college and pro football doesn't get better than this.
Yeah, listen, you seem to be handling it pretty well, Joe. I'm going through some football withdrawals, but we've got college basketball, NBA basketball, Daytona 500, March Madness is around the corner. And I know, and of course, Joe Lisi is a college football guru, so Joe knows not to bet on Michigan football, but he's smart enough to know that Michigan basketball, you can bet on Michigan basketball. I'm telling you, Joe, I told you this before. Michigan is a basketball school.
I'm starting to buy into that. You know, Juwan Howard and the Crew now 14-1. I mean, they came out of the break. They didn't play in about 3 weeks, but they trailed in the first half, made adjustments, and this is a national power, Gabe. I mean, you know, we saw this team get to a certain level under John Beilein, but Juwan Howard has this team hitting on all cylinders, and really curious to see what they do come March in terms of the NCAA tournament.
You know what's insane? And people would sort of roll their eyes at that and think, well, no, Michigan is a football school. But how about this? In the last 8 seasons, and of course, there wasn't a tournament last year, but Michigan is just one of 7 schools with 4 trips to the Sweet 16. Arizona, Duke, Gonzaga, Kansas, Kentucky, and Wisconsin.
Wow.
Only 3 have made it to the Elite Eight. As many have made the Elite Eight as many times as Michigan. Duke, Kansas, Kentucky. When you are associated with Arizona, Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, sounds like you're a basketball school.
It does. I mean, that's a great point. I mean, all the blue bloods, right? In terms of, you know, you think of Duke, and I'm shocked that North Carolina is not in that mix, you know, in terms of like Dean Smith back in the day, but Roy Williams, you know, getting the Crew back, tough loss last night with Virginia. But you're right. I think Michigan, over the body of work, over the last 8 to 9 seasons, has definitely shown that they are more of a basketball school than a perennial power in terms of college football with Jim Harbaugh. And I would dig down deeper, actually, Joe. I really would. I would dig down deeper. Michigan football, and I'm a diehard Michigan fan, right? But Michigan football, let's just be real, Joe. There's been more sizzle than steak, right? They're a public team. They're a very popular team. They're overvalued all the time and in past years, but the production hasn't been there. Like when we compare Michigan basketball, we're talking, all right, their contemporaries are Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan State, although Michigan State is down right now. But when we talk about Michigan football contemporaries, who are their football contemporaries? I don't know. They went to overtime with Rutgers this year, Joe. I always compare them. And what do you think about this? Being the college football guy that you are, what do you think about this? I think Michigan football and Tennessee football are sort of very similar. Heavily hyped, big-time conferences, not as good as they think they are, although I think Michigan is better than Tennessee. I think their program overall is closer to breaking out. But if you actually look, and under Harbaugh, actually, if you look at, like, under Harbaugh's record, and then you compare it to Tennessee over the last four or five seasons, they're very similar.
Oh, without a doubt. And both programs, right? You're right about Michigan being slightly better than Tennessee, but both programs don't have a quarterback. When was the last time we had a quarterback for Michigan? I mean, think about some of the players, Shea Patterson, Jake Rudock, Denard Robinson, Tate Forcier back in the day with Rich Rod.
I mean, Devin Gardner. Devin Gardner was pretty good, right? I'd say Devin Gardner is sort of like, you're right, but it's been a vortex.
Yeah, but
remember, Joe, remember the old days, and not even like the old days, but from Greasy, the Lloyd Carr era, and the Gary Moeller era, from Greasy wins the national championship, Brady's on the team. Brady takes over, Drew Henson. And then even after that, good college quarterbacks, bro. Todd Collins was a good college quarterback.
Right.
He had a long career. Was he a star in the NFL? No. But, you know, the Driesbacks, there were a lot of good college quarterbacks that Michigan had over the years.
Yeah, with that, I would say this. The last quarterback, Michigan quarterback, that was had a great college career and made any win in the NFL has to be Chad Henne, right? I mean, it's got to be Chad Henne that played in the league for how long? I mean, Devin Gardner, as good as he was, didn't have a lick in the NFL, though, Gabe.
No. If we get into the NFL, it's a little bit different.
Right.
It's all about, you know, it's crazy, though. Michigan does have seven Super Bowls with
not
Tom Brady.
I know, and that's what they'll hang there. They will hang their hat on that. That'll be the argument about why Michigan is not a basketball school over a football school. You know that, right? Because of Tom Brady's success.
Hey, listen, if I was, and you know me, I'm not Tom Brady's biggest fan, but I'll tell you what, Joe, if I was Michigan and I'm recruiting people, dude, I don't think they use Brady enough in this.
Right.
I would have pictures of Brady all over the complex and have like little mini Vince Lombardi trophies and say, listen, you know where he went, right? You know where he played, right? Right here.
Right. You know? Have him drunk coming off the boat in Tampa. That's it. Screw it. I agree with you. He should be on every recruiting video that Jim Harbaugh shows a guy.
Yeah.
He should be. Why Michigan is the best.
And you know what, though? Tom Brady always held a grudge against Michigan. All right. The dude holds a grudge against everybody. That's what makes him who he is. That's what makes Michael Jordan. And right. I took that personally. Right. So that's who they are. But you remember, Joe, and I remember vividly, and I was one of them, although I wasn't pushing Tommy out the door. But guys, Brian Griese was the starting quarterback. Brady is there. He's the backup. He's a kid. Greasy, but Brady takes a couple of snaps, etc. But Greasy was the guy that beat Ryan Leaf. All right. Greasy was the guy that won the national championship. Tom Brady takes over and is actually the MVP in the Orange Bowl. Like, people act like, oh, Tom Brady's sixth round pick. Dude, Michigan were like 11-2, guys. They won the Orange Bowl against Alabama. So, like, they were big time. Tom Brady was a damn good college quarterback. But as you recall, Joe, Michigan recruited this guy named Drew Henson. And people were like, yeah, Brady's good, but Drew Henson's the future. And not just the future of Michigan. You remember, Joe, it was pretty much Trevor Lawrence-like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not exaggerating, am I? It was like, people are like, Drew Henson is the best quarterback ever to come into college.
and he's going to be the slam dunk number one pick. They were saying that before he threw it down in college, Joe.
You're absolutely right. I mean, he came with that much fanfare. He was a good-looking kid, the way Trevor Lawrence with the hair and everything else. So I agree with you. You were 100% spot on about that assessment with Drew Henson, and that's why Tom Brady held the chip on his shoulder from back then, back in 1998, 1999.
Drew Henson was just that prototypical athlete. Big dude, great athlete. And he, you know, it's amazing, man. He would have been the number one pick in the draft, but George Steinbrenner could be pretty, you know, how do you say no to George Steinbrenner, right?
Money
should have. He should have, though.
Yeah.
He should have, because it ruins you. So, guys, he's the number one, he would have been the number one pick in the draft. He's very good in college. Like, he lives up to the hype type of thing. And people are like, you know, listen, if not number one, it was like top three. I remember. They were like, yeah, listen, he's going to be one of the top one, two, three picks in the draft. Number one quarterback taken, top, you know, and then boom, he drops a bombshell. I'm quitting football. I just signed with the New York Yankees, Joe. Unbelievable, huh?
Yeah, unbelievable. And then when he tried to restart his career with the Cowboys and Jerry Jones, he sucked.
He sucked. Remember? Yeah, he was terrible. And what we should note, he sucked at baseball, too.
Yes, so that
imagine,
too.
Guys, so basically, imagine, he was Kyler Murray, except bigger hype than Kyler Murray at the time.
I know.
And he decided to play baseball. He was like, you know what? Steinbrenner gave me $5 million, which at the time was a lot of money.
Right.
So he's like, man, I just got $5 million guaranteed, and I'm going to the minor leagues. And he quit football. He went, and he was like a 210 hitter.
That's incredible.
He was like a 220 hitter. He couldn't hit. And then, like you said, Joe, I think he got drafted in like the sixth round of the draft after when he finally entered. And he came into the National Football League, and he was terrible. He was just like a journeyman. He was done.
Biggest bust, right? He has to be one of the biggest college busts over the last 20 years in terms of the hype.
You know, so we had Tom Brady Sr. on our show about 3 years ago, guys, all right? It was before one of the Super Bowls. Might have been the Eagles one or whatever. It's hard to keep up with Brady Super Bowls, but we talked about Michigan, and I was saying, Brady's father was impressed. He goes, oh, you're a real fan. You go way back. Because I was like, I remember Drew Henson. And do you know what Tom Brady Sr. goes? He goes, yeah, me and Tom talk about that often. Where's Drew now? How's he doing? And he started chuckling. Yeah. And where all this started was, Tom Brady was kind of upset at the Michigan fan base that he didn't feel like, you know, he's Tom Brady. He's got an ego. He had an ego then, too. So once Michigan went into the circus with all the coaches and Hulk and Rich Rodriguez and all this stuff, Brady really didn't associate himself with Michigan too much, right? But I was going to say, he is buddies with Harbaugh. He likes Harbaugh. And in fact, like, Brady is
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Talking to the team in the last couple of years and even shown up a couple of times, which he didn't do in the past. So if I'm Harbaugh, I'm on the phone with Tommy right now. Say, you got to help me out, bro. you got to help me out. All right, we'll take a quick break. More with Joe Lisi on the other side. Bring it.
We should come with a warning label.
Caution.
24-hour sports talk
may cause mild addiction.
Get on the grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's not your wife, it's not your kids, it's not your neighbor, and it sure isn't your boss. Only we understand you. We are your friends.
You're listening to The Winning Edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Night anger management class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenz. We're kicking it with Go for the Twos. Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio Network's very own. Of course, we're throwing it down on SiriusXM channel 204. Before we move on from Tom Brady and Michigan and all that, but you know, Tom Brady was a much more likable person this week, wasn't he, Joe? First with the story that we find out that he knew about the over-under rushing prop, that his prop was half a yard. And he told the quarterbacks and the coaches at a quarterback meeting, he goes, guys, I see that my rushing prop is a half a yard. He goes, we should all put $1 million on it. And when they go into a 2-3 technique, I'll just rush for 6 yards and we'll all have a great summer.
That's great.
Yeah, and it's amazing. It's really, really funny. And then he even said 6 yards because I'm going to take a knee after we win. So it's amazing that Brady actually, like, I don't know, so-called joked about that. And he did. Because he didn't rush for the yard. So, you know, I thought that was a funny story. It shows Brady's got a sense of humor, and it also the players know their Super Bowl props. But then seeing him just absolutely blasted and throwing the Vince Lombardi trophy around like a Nerf football, it's nice to see the human side of him, Joe.
It is, and he pissed off the silversmith's daughter, right? To boot, she wants an apology now. I mean, unreal. About she didn't sleep for 2 days, Gabe. 2 days. Unbelievable. But that's what makes Tom Brady now. I think he's more likable now. People hated him maybe because he won all the time, but winning with Tampa Bay brought out another side that I think people have grown. If you hated Tom Brady, seeing him dominate the Kansas City Chiefs, I think he's got more fans maybe now than he did prior to winning the Super Bowl.
You know what it is, actually? You know, it's not so much the winning, at least, I think, with people. I think it's the way that he looks, that just that he's perfect.
Right.
Right? That he's perfect and he thinks he's perfect. That, like, oh, God, yeah, we get it. You're perfect. We, you know, we get it. So when you see him stumbling around grinning and you see him on the boat and people, hey, take it easy and holding him up and stuff like that, you see, all right, you know what? He's a normal dude. And that's the thing, Joe. That's why he's a champion, though, because he is a normal person, but he's trained himself to be that killer and that machine, that robot, Joe. You know what I mean? That's what the elite athletes do. They'd like to be, you know, you don't think Tom Brady at times would be thinking, I wonder what my old buddies are up to right now. It'd be fun to be playing golf with them and having a drink. But he stamps that stuff out right away because says, you know what? I'll play golf when I'm 50. I'll hang out with my buddies later. That's the way to think of it, Joe, because these athletes, you will have time on your hands eventually. It's not, you know, not everybody plays forever like Brady does.
Right, exactly. And that's why the consistency has been the most amazing part about his career, Gabe. I mean, think about it. I mean, look at some of these basketball players, top 5 lottery picks, and they don't amount to anything or they win one championship. I mean, everybody was talking about Patrick Mahomes, and Patrick Mahomes might win 5 Super Bowls, but he had his opportunity to win 2. Look at how hard that is. You really have to – that's a testament to what Tom Brady's done, and I agree with you. You know, there is a time to golf and do all the other stuff that all these athletes want, but you got to win first, and that's what he's put his mind to at this point in his career.
Joe Lisi, kick it with us. Joe, one last thing about Michigan basketball, and it's not just Michigan basketball, but I'll use Baylor basketball, Villanova basketball. These teams, Joe – that have been off for extended periods of time. So Michigan hadn't played since January the 22nd. We saw they were down 8 at the half, and then boom, they exploded in the second half. They put up 40 points, and they hold the Badgers to 20. That's the thing about Michigan basketball, guys. They're dangerous at both ends. They can score, and they can stop you. They're a damn good team. But I'm telling you, Joe, I think it's an advantage for these teams. I know, like, people at the time go, oh, no, they're not playing at all. They're going to be rusty and stuff. If you're Villanova, you're Baylor, you're Michigan, you get into March Madness, you're going to have fresh legs, bro. You don't need to play 36, 40 games, Joe. These guys that are going to get 22, 23 games in, that's just fine. And I think it's actually going to be an advantage for some of these teams that actually did have a couple of weeks off. It's funny that people talk about it as a disadvantage. Are you kidding me? You know, somebody's coach, it's like a dream. You know how many, like, teams would wish, man, I wish we could pause the season for 2 weeks just to get our crap together. I actually think it's a good thing for these teams moving forward. And I think the teams that were off, and specifically, and they're all dangerous, Villanova, Baylor, Michigan, don't be surprised if all three of them are in the Final Four.
Yeah, great point, because like you said, they can score and they obviously play defense. That's a big attribute. And on top of it, they get to game plan and work on things that maybe they were weak on, Gabe, and get those other role players involved so that the time off could definitely benefit those type of players without winning now in terms of conference play.
Joe Lisi kicking with us. All right, Joe, let's switch gears into college football. And Steve Sarkisian is already paying dividends at Texas, isn't he? As he gets a big, big-time quarterback out of California, Malik Murphy, a five-star prospect that was like everybody, like big-time programs. This guy's like, I guess after the kid that, who was it, Quinn Ewers, that actually just screwed Texas over and left for Ohio State, I guess this Murphy's like the second-best guy out there. And actually, like, can run around a bit too. Perfect fit for what Sarkisian does. Sarkisian's not playing around. I like what Murphy said. He goes, yeah, I saw his offense and I saw all the quarterbacks that go to the NFL. Yeah, man, Texas, great recruiting class, Joe, with Sarkisian right away.
Yeah, hits the ground running, and he's got a good quarterback there, and Casey Thompson stepped up in the bowl game against Colorado and had a dynamic performance for Sam Ellinger. So, I mean, they're going to be loaded. Now, we know they get the talent. Can it translate to wins? That's what Steve Sarkisian has to do, but Murphy's a big-time quarterback, and that's what you want to do, out-recruit Lincoln Riley in Oklahoma.
It's funny you say that, because you know who's been great, actually? It always comes back to Michigan, doesn't it, Joe? You know who's been good at recruiting? Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Like, the talent, it's not like, talk to me about this, Joe. Like, Michigan's not struggling, because sometimes it's like, yeah, listen, man, they can only get 2 stars and 3 stars. No, Harbaugh's getting 4 stars. He's getting big-time talent. And according to Rivals and the grading of this recruiting class, Harbaugh, the 10th best class in the country.
Right. The problem with Michigan and Jim Harbaugh is his style of play was predicated on running the football, play action, and that's not the style of the collegiate and pro game. He hasn't evolved the way Nick Saban and Sarkisian have, and that's the reason why he gets this talent. But great, it's like putting the square in the round hole, because he doesn't evolve. And his play is antiquated in college football, Gabe, offensively.
No, you're right. Look, you got Shea Patterson running around causing havoc in the SEC. You bring him into the Big Ten and you restrain him. Like, he's a thoroughbred. And so he's the hardest. Now, I know he struggled, but as you stated, they've been very stubborn with the offense, yet he's brought in different coordinators and nothing has worked. That's what's frustrating the most about it. But I tell you what, guys, it really is amazing, and I brought this up, and you and I were both high on USC last year, and you and I have both been critical of Clay Helton in past years, but you give credit where credit's due. It was a good season for the USC Trojans, and it's amazing, Joe, how quickly kids respond to that. USC Trojans, 8th best class in the country.
Yeah, and 2 quarterbacks in the top 50, so that's a huge, huge recruiting class for Clay Helton. We know the pressure's on him in 2021 unless they break through, but this is a huge boost to that team entering this season. So we'll see now if they can challenge. They got to win a Pac-12 title, otherwise I believe Clay Helton's out as head coach this year and gives way to possibly Graham Harrell, but we'll see. I mean, Keaton Slovis has weapons around them. They need help on the defensive side of the ball, Gabe.
Guys, if you're tired of Alabama, you're not going to like this, but they're saying that Alabama had their best recruiting class ever.
That's crazy.
I don't know how that's possible, but what do you mean ever? I mean, how can you guys be better? But supposedly they're like, yeah, they had the best recruiting class ever. All right. They actually have 7 5-star prospects, which is unheard of. You got 7 5-stars. Everyone else is a 4-star.
Like, yeah, but for 7 national championships with Nick Saban, right? 6 with Alabama, 1 at LSU. That goes right. You get 7 5-stars to go along with the recruiting class. It's amazing. He doesn't have to do anything anymore. He just walks in. We saw the recruiting video. He got Blake Brockemeyer's kid from Texas, the former standout at Texas. I mean, just amazing. I mean, offensive line, defensive line, it doesn't matter the position. All they do is reload, baby.
We were talking earlier about football and basketball schools, and I tell you what, Wisconsin might be right up there. I'd say with Florida, but you got to give credit to Wisconsin. They field a good football team and basketball team. Yet their football team, guys, they quietly had the number 15 class in the country. And, of course, they got a couple of 5-star offensive linemen because that's what they do, right? So they got some big, beefy dudes. We talked about Michigan. Michigan actually set number 2 ranked class in the Big Ten, number 10 overall. Success for Clay Helton. Trojans, 8th ranked recruiting class in the country. The Ducks actually did very well. And by all reports, Joe, Texas A&M had a great recruiting class.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if this is going to be the team to challenge Alabama over the last couple of years, they got to replace Kellen Mond, but they need to obviously shore up that defense with Mike Elko doing a fantastic job. They need to compete with Alabama defensively. So we'll see how those recruits translate. But I think they have a couple of players that can come in and play immediately. So we'll see what happens in 2021, Gabe.
People are very excited about 4-star running back LJ Johnson, who was very, very heavily recruited by everybody. If you look at Texas A&M, 1 5-star recruit, 16 4-stars. It just goes to show like how unheard of 7 is for Alabama, guys. You don't think Jimbo Fisher can recruit and get big-time players? And even he can only get 1 like 5-star. Bama, 7, like you said. The 5-stars call Bama. It's not the other way around.
Right.
They send their, you know what I mean? Hey, please take a look at me. Please take us. that's the way it works at Tuscaloosa, Joe.
It is. It's amazing. When you send players to the NFL each and every year and they're standouts, I mean, that's all you need. So on top of winning national championships, all of your players go to the NFL, get big contracts and perform. What more do you need? I mean, they become number 1, number 2 draft picks. It's amazing.
All right, Joe, we got about a minute and a half left. So Joe Lisi, of course, me and Joe used to do the show right across the street from Madison Square Garden, Studio 34. Unfortunately, the pandemic, had other plans. But Joe also used to live basically right across the street from MSG in the heyday. In the heyday, right? The Rangers and the Knicks and... I'm not saying it's the heyday yet, but there will be 2,000 fans allowed, Joe. But I'll tell you what, bro, the Knicks don't suck anymore.
No, they don't suck.
They take the court every night, and they're competitive. The Knicks don't suck. There's something special going on down there.
Yeah, they're getting scoring from Peyton. Now if they could get R.J. Barrett to average at least, I mean, I know he's averaging around 15, 16 points per game, but could the guy get a breakthrough game, 30 points, 35 points? But credit Julius Randle and the crew. Now without Mitchell Robinson, they have something to play for. So we'll see. Coming together, big win last night over Houston.
Yeah, it's too bad that Robinson got hurt. But you know what it was, Joe? R.J. Barrett went over his scoring prop. Like, it was like 16 and a half. He went over like 9 out of 11 games until you started betting him. Yeah. And now he starts putting up 12 all the time.
Well, it wasn't even the puck game. It's his threes. That's the one that was killing me. I wasn't even taking him on the
I told you, stuff. He can't shoot.
I know, but he's a shooting guard. How could you be a shooting guard? Yeah, I mean, Quickly has more points coming off the bench than he has in the game.
Joe Lisi. Thanks, Joe.
Anytime, Dave.
Joe Lisi kicking it. Wait, I didn't imagine that.
Live odds, lines, matchups, injury reports, and news you can use. Sports Grid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything.
Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Sports Grid is available on the radio, internet, TV, satellite,
and don't forget
our mobile app. So if you're not getting it,
you're just not trying.
Keep it right here. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Level 3. Thanks to Joe Lisi for stepping up and in. Great stuff with Joe. Great stuff with Babana, Paul Bovey, George Kurtz, and more on the Monday Night Meltdown. We'll be back at 6 o'clock Eastern right here on Sirius XM Channel 204 and Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, everything else in between. We'll be throwing it down, game time decisions. Hopefully our picks are better. I usually have good weekends. When I've got time and I kick back on Saturday and Sunday, we normally have good weekends, even without the National Football League. Disappointing night tonight. We've got our ass handed to us with the late NBA games this evening. The props were okay, but we lost a couple of props, closely. The LeBron one still upsets me. That's the one that upsets me. I usually don't bet on the Lakers either. But I figured the Lakers would step up. Denver actually don't beat good teams very often. Denver are one of these teams. They're kind of like Milwaukee, Denver. Denver will beat bad teams, but they're not great against great teams. Not great teams like the New York Knicks. And I'm just looking right now as far as the Knicks are concerned. Have the Knicks ever won 3 games in a row this year? Yeah, they did. They did when they beat the Utah Jazz. And then after that, the wheels fell off. The Knicks did have a 3-game win streak in the new year. January 2nd, January 4th, and January 6th. Remember, the Utah Jazz lost to the Knicks on the Monday, and then they lost on the Tuesday to the Nets, and there was no turning back after that. The Utah Jazz got pissed off after those 2 games. So what I'm saying is the Knicks don't often win 3 games in a row. They're on a 2-game win streak right now. The Knicks are 5-1 against the spread in their last 6 games, and they take on a struggling Atlanta Hawks team Monday night at the Garden. And the Garden will suddenly be alive February 23rd. There's going to be 2,000 fans allowed, but Knick Nation is getting excited right now. At least that they're not a complete joke. Knicks get 1.5 in this game. Thanks to all of our guests. Thanks for tuning in. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League
League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.